President Obama today put nearly all waters in the U.S. Arctic off limits for future oil and gas drilling. The White House announced the decision in conjunction with a similar announcement from the Canadian government covering its Arctic waters. Obama used a rarely deployed power in the Offshore Leasing Act to remove areas from leasing consideration for an indefinite period of time. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the law includes no way for the next president to reverse his decision.
Since Shell halted its exploratory drilling in the Chukchi Sea last year, no company has seemed close to returning to federal waters in the Arctic. But Alaska officials and industry trade associations have been desperately trying to keep the door open to future activity in the area. Joshua Kindred of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association looked with dismay at the map of the president's new withdrawals.
It looks like it's virtually the entirety of the Chukchi and Beaufort Sea that would be exempt. So, yeah, that's about as absolute as of a withdrawal as could be.
The White House cited the area's important ecology, subsistence, and the health of marine mammals in explaining the decision. The action drew immediate praise from environmental groups. By acting jointly with our North American neighbor, supporters say the U.S. isn't merely pushing the development into Canadian Arctic waters. But Kindred says the announcement does nothing to lessen the risks of Russian drilling.
And by us not having our own energy companies in the region, we are less prepared to respond if there was an incident in the Russian Chukchi Sea, just miles away from U.S. Arctic waters. So it is a very sort of reactionary way to approach this.
Obama made the withdrawals, just as environmental groups requested, using a provision of the Offshore Leasing Act known as 12A. It does not affect the rights of existing leaseholders. Obama also left 2.8 million acres of the nearshore Beaufort, close to the existing oil fields and pipelines, outside of his withdrawal. Though created with the stroke of a presidential pen, the Obama withdrawals could be tough to get rid of.
12A says the president has the power to withdraw these lands. It does not give a president the power to unwithdraw lands previously withdrawn.
Law professor John Leshy was the top attorney in the Interior Department under President Clinton. He says it's doubtful President Trump could issue an order undoing the Arctic withdrawal.
It's never been done, so we don't have any judicial test of this, but there is related law that basically says that when Congress gives the president authority to do something and does not give the president the authority to undo it, the president doesn't have the authority to undo it. So it is permanent.
On the other hand, the law professor says it's clear Congress can pass a bill to cancel a 12A withdrawal. Alaska Congressman Don Young says he doesn't buy the argument that the incoming president can't cancel Obama's decision.
If I was the president, I'd just go ahead and tell his Secretary of Interior, Mineral Management, to put it up for lease. Now let them take it to court.
Young issued a press release calling Obama's action a cowardly move by a lame duck president.
I say he'll go down as one of the worst presidents we've ever had.
Young says he thinks the House will move a bill next year to undo this order and lots of other Obama decisions. He says it would easily pass the House, but Young declined to speculate on its fate in the Senate. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.